It's good to freak out on your turf. We appreciate it.
Well, there's usually a lot of freaking out of all kinds of varieties, so
just adding to the
right,
adding to the pile of freakouts.
It's a soundtrack to your freak.
Right. Steve Wynn is here, and well, that sounded excellent.
Thanks that was a lot, really great.
You know, you mentioned, Steve, the Days of Wine and Roses just reissued. It came out this week, you said?
Came out a couple days ago, yeah. Bonus tracks and the whole hullabaloo.
Wow. So now you were on Rhino. They put out two of your solo albums like 10 years ago, right?
That's right. It's really funny because I also worked in the Rhino record store almost 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
When the Dream Syndicate began. So I've gone in 20 years from being an employee of the store to being a new artist on the label, to being an oldies artist on the label. So I don't know what the next step in my life is, but maybe the mailroom, you know?
Right. Working your way laterally around Rhino Records.
I'm staying in the family there. I mean, I'm a Rhino for life.
Now, did they have the label in those days? Or that's when they were basically putting out, like, the novelty
Exactly, the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra and things
like
that.
Right. Yeah, the classics.
Some wild stuff back then. Yeah, they had the label back to late 70s. They're doing crazy punk rock.
Like Wild Man Fisher, they put out
Wild Man Fisher. That was their first record. That was the first thing they put out. Right. That double album, which is amazing, with Merry Go Round. That's a killer record. They put out some very strange thing. I'm trying to remember some of the odder ones, but all I can think of the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra that did kazoo versions of Whole Lot of Love and things like
right.
that.
Right.
I have that.
Do you have that?
Oh yeah.
Those records were great.
Now was Rhino?
Oh, I know. Gefilte Joe and the Fish. That was the other one.
Oh right.
A great Rhino signing. I'm not kidding. I'm not making. Right. I couldn't make this up.
Your label mate.
Yeah. Exactly. My label mate. I mean, I like to think the Buffalo Springfield, or you know, no, the Gefilte Joe and the Fish.
Right. But.
Shoot high.
What did they put out? Dazzling Display.
They put out Kerosene Man and Dazzling
Display,
the first two records, and really cool label. I mean, I really, you know, I've been definitely on more labels than Ike Turner, you know. But
it's like the Beatles in 1964,
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But without the temper.
Without the temper. Yeah, I'm VJ and everything, you know. But Rhino was a great label, and you know, of course, besides the fact that they're really nice people. They work really hard on your records, and besides all of that, the great thing about being on Rhino is you can raid the catalog.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta get out there.
Yeah, exactly. Should be signed. Everyone should be on Rhino.
Get on
I'll
Rhino.
Pretend I'm Gefilte Joe, baby. Remember me? I'm here for my royalties.
Yesterday morning, when that Buffalo Springfield box set showed up my doorstep, it was a fine morning.
Yeah. Oh, have you listened to that at all? You didn't have time.
I made it to the first disc. It's really good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. But the thing I heard about that was that Neil Young was so happy with it, he's turned over this ongoing archives project to them.
No
supposedly
kidding.
Yeah,
which right. That, so that mythic 50
the mythic thing, yeah, so yeah, maybe yeah. It might finally, you know, happen, maybe once they get their hands on it. So
that'd be great. Well, they do everything right. I mean, I feel like, you know, I've got a big check from right in my pocket saying Steve say nice things about us on the air, but it is a great label. It's a good label to be on. And in fact, the two labels I'm on right now, which is Rhino for that record, and then I'm on Here Come the Miracles, is on my own Down There label, which I began way back then, in the early 80s, when I did the first Dream Syndicate record. So it's kind of, you know, I've somehow regressed to 1981. I think the next thing will be Haircut 100 songs.
Well, Jeezy Mary Chain, what was that, like 86? Well,
there
you know?
Go.
So
yeah,
we're working our
much
way back.
Later, right.
I feel an asymmetrical haircut coming on.
Oh, yeah. We're doing some Certain Ratio songs next.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, we're out of time.
If you get the jokes, you're that old. Sorry.
See you later.
Right. Oh, so, yeah, we still have more time. You want to play a few more? Or?
Yeah, that'd be great. You guys up for a little more?
No?
What else am I going to do? I got no place to go.
Chris is going to be here until at least 3 anyway. You got to wait. So.
And the door is locked from the outside.
Right.
Throw in some raw meat, that's all.
Okay.
This is another one of the new songs, or the second most new songs. This song from the Here Come the Miracles called Drought.
Different toys.